let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
All right, what's your name, baby girl?
Hi, my name is Candace.
Candace, where you calling me from?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida. Do you have any kids?
I have one.
How old is your child?
She's 8.
The answer is hell no.
It's officially stepdaddy season. Yeah, what up? I got the car seat in the back. Let's go to the park.
All right, what do y'all think? I mean, I think she kind of cute. She too cute to be on Kendra G. There's no reason why she couldn't attract a man and maintain a man. No good reason. So that's what you got to keep in mind. If you see a woman like this, and she got to resort to online dating in any capacity. Hinge, Tinder, Kendra G, huge red flag. But then again, she is a single mother, so that's going to hurt her terribly in the dating market.
Damn, skip me.
Hey, have you ever been married?
I have.
When'd you get divorced?
It'll be 2 years in February.
Okay. What do you do for a living, Candace?
I am a senior real estate manager for a Fortune 500 company.
Woohoo! Yes! Wow! Congratulations.
I'm not getting ready to go throw a party for this hoe. I don't care.
You peep the flex. Like, put your dick up, ma'am. Put your dick up. That's not going to help attract a man. You could have left out the for a Fortune 500 company. I don't like when people do that. Look, we don't need to know all that. Just say your job title.
Like, is it that f***ing hard, bitch?
I'm willing to bet her husband, her ex-husband, isn't the one who filed for divorce. What man wants some new dude around his 8-year-old daughter? Think about that. These American women not worth putting babies in, man. Period. Because they will divorce you or leave you over something frivolous and have some low-life Josh Lester around your kid. Because he was tall and handsome.
Okay, how old are you?
I am 35.
Are you a little desperate there, Grandma?
What kind of man are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for a serious one. I'm at the point in life where I am trying to build something bigger than myself. And I'm looking for a helpmate to help me along.
I beg your pardon? I beg your pardon?
And I'm looking for a helpmate to help me along.
I had to replay that to make sure I listened, I heard that correctly. That's why I replayed.
It don't get more masculine than that. She's looking to build a legacy bigger than herself, and she's looking for a helpmate. Oh, you sound like a whole dude. That's what men say. Men are looking to build legacies and looking for a helpmeet. This is crazy. This is nuts, y'all. This is nuts. And think, I called it. I called it when she said I work for a Fortune 500 company. I already knew what type of time she was going to be on. Look, I'm the basic bitch whisperer at this point. I'm the Rain Man, whatever the fuck you want to call me. But I got these clocked within 20 seconds.
Told you. I told you. I told you.
You ain't tell me shit.
What are your deal breakers?
Deal breakers, multiple baby mamas. I'm sorry. I prefer that you've had children within marriage. At least show some type of commitment.
Look who's talking.
When'd you get divorced?
It'll be 2 years in February. At least show some type of commitment at this point in your life. Liars. I get along with pretty much anybody.
So your child was created in marriage, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Could he have, is there a certain amount of kids?
I'm not necessarily concerned about the amount of kids. It's the amount of women that you had children by.
Okay, so if he has 3 kids in a marriage by 1 woman, you're okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, fair enough. Should he look a certain way?
I'm 5'7", so I would prefer somebody bigger than me.
Oh, well, oh, well. Oh, well, oh, well. Oh, well, oh, well.
Go well, I ain't worried. Personally, but I mean, I'm looking at this point, I'm looking for to build and looking for longevity and that part. No, I'm not at work. I'm actually out to eat. Sorry.
Pathetic.
I'm reading the comments.
And another thing, that's super childish to be in the comments. Pay attention to Kendra. You're on the show. Stop reading the comments. What are you, six? You work for a Fortune 500 company. Come on, grow up. You're looking to build something bigger than yourself. But you can't even give the men out there watching the respect to give Kendra your undivided attention.
Girl, don't worry about them comments, girl. Worry about your future man.
All right.
Should he make a certain amount of money?
With my experience, I do want a man that's making more than me, and I do make low six figures, so at least six figures at this point.
That's not me being a bitch. That's not me being difficult. That's me having a standard.
You have, like, these high standards for your man, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you prepared to offer him?
Well, myself.
But, like... Whoa.
No, six-figure men don't want a woman who's looking for a help meet. Yeah, six-figure men want a woman who's going to get on his program, not a woman looking for a man to get on hers. Point blank, period. And then you're a single mom, too. You 35, you aged out. It's just not going to happen, Toots. Go back to your baby daddy or go back to your ex-husband if he'll take you.
So, if he made 80K, don't reach out to you.
80... Depends on the situation. 80K, no kids, no actors that could work. But 80K with three kids and an ex-wife?
Next time you get the big head and think you can do everything by yourself, remember nobody can, not even Mr. T.
How about you just find somebody that you connect with and that you actually may stay with this time? How about that? By the time a woman got to put a salary requirement on who she's willing to be in a romantic relationship with, she's a horrible option to be in a romantic relationship with. Because at this point, it's about what it looked like on paper more than it's about an actual connection with another human. This woman is cooked.
So let me ask you this. Your ex-husband obviously made 100K or more.
No, because I met him younger in life and... We were building stuff then, but I mean, at this point, I am where I'm at, and I'm looking for somebody to meet me where I'm at.
Holy mother, she's stupid. She is so stupid.
And back then, he met me where I was at.
Okay. Let's do the Kendra Cam. Meet her where she's at. 80K, no kids, potentially. 80K, three kids. Hell no, she said. I'm translating for her.
That lady is angry.
We got to do the Kendra Cam. You looking at a comment? Oh. You looking at the comments?
So I'm in a restaurant. So hang on a second.
How pathetic is it that these women can't... Is it more pathetic to do it from home or is it more pathetic to do it while you out and about in public? I'm going to say it's more pathetic to call Kendra G when you out and about. Are you at dinner by yourself? That's sad. These women are desperate. Like, the women I know in my life would never come on Kendra G, and it's a lot of single women I know.
I can't get a full body in the restaurant.
Just push back.
Try not to be.
And that's the end of it.
Really far back.
Well, go ahead, girl. Girlfriend, you call me at the restaurant. So go ahead and do the Kendra Cam so we can see you. I mean, you call me.
Facts. She did call her. I mean, she seems like she kind of slow. See, women don't account for that when they're estimating their value. They're like, oh, I'm kind of skinny, I'm kind of cute, but are you slow? Because that knocks you down a lot of points. Do you have someone else's kid? That knocks you down a lot of points. Even if some of you think she kind of cute, based on the kid and based on the fact she ain't all there upstairs, even if you thought she was an 8, she's a 3 now. Asking for a 0.5% man.
That's stupid.
Use your common sense. Just use your common sense.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. You look small.
Now look at the Asian lady sitting in the background looking like, what the hell is this bitch doing? It's cringe. Do you have no shame? Why aren't you embarrassed?
I want to hear her answer that question. I really, really want to hear how she feels.
I like to think I am most days.
Yeah, you look small. You look good. Okay. So, Candace. So, they got me in Jacksonville, Florida?
No, I'm open to other areas. I frequent Charlotte a lot for work. So,
okay.
Charlotte, Jacksonville. Again, it depends.
All right.
Depends on the situation.
You're 35. What's the age range you want to date?
30 to 50.
Okay. When was your last relationship?
Last relationship was a little over a year ago at this point. It was back September of 2023.
And I'm dying to know why that didn't work out. I really wish Kendra would add that to the list of questions. Why didn't your last relationship work out? I think it's pertinent to the situation.
Was that your marriage?
No, that I was dating somebody while my divorce was pending, but the divorce ended, and so did the relationship.
Do you want to share why you got a divorce?
That's something you'll have to ask me if you wanna.
Fair, you don't gotta tell us.
You don't find that suspicious. You don't find that suspicious?
What's the big secret? What's the big secret? She wasn't justified. If I had to just take a wild guess, it wasn't anything she was justified in divorcing him for. Especially with a 6-year-old kid. She's selfish. I could just tell by how she talked that she's not a likable person and she's selfish. And she thinks she's better than everybody.
Good call!
When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
It's been at least 7 months.
Three flaws you have to work on.
Three flaws I have to work on. I am kind of impatient. I'm very, let's get to the point.
She might not have told you this, but my daughters do not respect men. So I'm letting you know that now. And I'm not joking when I tell you that, brother. And they have mouths when it comes to them getting into disagreements and engagements with men. And they will verbally put some lashings on you, brother, because they don't respect men. I'm just giving it to you forefront, brother, right. So you know what you're going in.
You're masculine, yeah. You're impatient. You're controlling. You're a huge dick, basically. I mean, we've picked up on that. So I'm not shocked at that flaw at all. You really did your ex-husband a favor. But you know who you didn't do a favor? Your 8-year-old daughter.
I need to work on my patience. Flaws. I mean, like I said, my biggest is impatience. I'm a very impatient person. I'm outside of that. I mean, I kind of like myself.
How? Hold on, bro. How? How you? I'm saying, how? Like, just talk to me, bro.
Oh. So just impatient is your only flaw.
Yeah.
So outside of that, so other than that, you're perfect.
It depends on what you define as perfect.
She is nuts. She is sick and she's nuts. What is this?
Well, this is why we say three flaws, because it's usually, and this is always, not just with you, but it's literally the hardest question for people to name three things that they can become better at or improve in. So ultimately, if impatience is your only flaw, then outside of that, that will indicate you will be perfect in other ways.
I think so.
You know that anger you get when you deal with, like, a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women. Like, I truly do.